This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. During the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump, U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland said military aid was conditioned on investigations benefiting Mr. Trump's personal political interests. VOA's Catherine Gibson has details.
House Democrats said Sondland's testimony clearly established Trump abused the power of his office. Sondland leveled serious allegations against top administration officials, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who defended his role.
I know precisely what American policy was with respect to Ukraine. I was working on it, and I'm incredibly proud of what we've accomplished. We delivered remarkable outcomes for the Ukrainian people.
Trump released close to $400 million in U.S. military aid to Ukraine on September 11th after concerns about the holdup became public. Republicans argue Trump cannot be impeached if the aid was released and Ukraine never announced the investigations. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Later today, two additional witnesses will testify in the impeachment inquiry. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, has already testified behind closed doors. He was at a lunch meeting in July with EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in Ukraine. A transcript says Holmes testified Sondland called Trump on a cell phone, not a secure line. And Holmes could overhear President Trump asking the ambassador about the investigations and heard Sondland say Ukraine's president would do anything Trump asked. Former National Security Council Russia advisor Fiona Hill is being called to discuss the involvement of President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani in U.S.-Ukraine policy. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry into President Trump was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election squared off in their latest debate. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
There were 10 Democrats on stage in Atlanta for the debate sponsored by MSNBC and The Washington Post. All the candidates support the impeachment inquiry now underway in the House, including former Vice President Joe Biden.
Who is most likely to be able to win the nomination in the first place, to win the presidency in the first place? And secondly, who is most likely to increase the number of people who are Democrats in the House and in the Senate?
Biden is one of the frontrunners in the crowded Democratic field, as is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
We have to establish the principle no one is above the law. We have a constitutional responsibility, and we need to meet it.
Democrats hold their next debate in December in Los Angeles. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Four people were killed and 48 wounded early on Thursday when Iraqi security forces shot live fire and tear gas canisters at protesters near two key bridges in Baghdad. Protesters are still holding their ground, controlling parts of three major bridges in central Baghdad. A front-page editorial in Chinese state media Thursday vows resolute revenge if the U.S. sticks to its course. This after two bills on Hong Kong cleared the U.S. Congress. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Bushfires in Australia continue to spread. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
Bushfires in Australia spread to the state of Victoria on Thursday as firefighters continue to battle hundreds of blazes across several states. Authorities in Victoria issued a code red alert, indicating the worst possible bushfire conditions, saying that the fires would be fast-moving, unpredictable, and likely uncontrollable. It's also the first time that the state issued such an alert in 10 years. Residents of Sydney in the state of New South Wales were urged to keep children indoors as pollution from the smoke engulfed the city for the third straight day at a level five times considered hazardous.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.